Gustin was approaching the age of 60 when he made his radical break from abstraction and began his late figurative work. From about 1970 to 1980, he made paintings that overflow with strange forms and figures. Crudely rendered heads, clocks, cigarettes, bricks, paintbrushes, legs, and shoes. Piles of shoes, upturned, worn, hobnailed old leather shoes, things foreign to painting, and even more so when coming from such an established abstract painter. It's hard to know precisely what Gustin's images mean. During this time, he was making very personal pictures in which he portrayed himself and symbols relating to his past and present. The heads and figures that appear in the paintings from this era are often self-portraits. "I got sick and tired of all that purity," Gustin said. "I wanted to tell stories." What stories these paintings tell, we may never be entirely sure. Looking at the paintings from this period, you may witness a struggle happening there on the canvas. With a newfound vigor, he painted huge canvases, sometimes thickly labored, in other places a cursory sketch. On these canvases, his battles with his inner demons are laid bare. Among those demons is Gustin's insatiable need to paint. The paintings from this period are characterized by a tone of brutal honesty. Late in life, Gustin was exercising a newfound freedom to make paintings as strange and frightening as his imagination would allow.